Public hearing is conditional use 1694 Tidewater Utilities Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a GR RPC, General Residential District Residential Plan Community, for an elevated water storage tank and public utility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 18,234 square feet more or less, lying south of Angola Road, also known as Road 277, approximately 710 feet west of Angola Beach Road, also known as Road 278. For the benefit of the commission, again, the applicants provided an exhibit booklet, which included an introduction summary, a reference to areas being served, a reference to the zoning ordinance and the comprehensive plan, a conditional use plan, photographs of the tower, a structural stability report, letters of support from the Delaware Health and Social Services, Department of Public Health, proposed conditions, and proposed findings of fact. They are a part of the record. The commissioners have all had copies since earlier this week. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down copies of a larger drawing showing the site plan and the elevated tower elevation view. From the County Engineering Department Planning and Permit Division, I received a memo today, August 24, making reference to this application. The site is in a proposed county operated and maintained sanitary sewer and/or water district. It is Angola Neck planning area. Ordinance 38 construction is not required. System connection is not required. The county engineer department has no objection to the proposed elevated water storage tank, and a concept plan is not required, and that is signed by Sussex County Director of Utility Planning, John Ashman. From the Sussex Conservation District, in the form of memorandum and dated August 14th, and referencing this application, we are advised that the site contains soils of Eastboro loamy sand, Falsies and sandy loam, and Rumford loamy sand, and also sassafras sandy loam, that all the soil types have slight limitations for development except the Falsington, which has severe limitations, that the applicants would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that the Eastboro, Falsington, and Rumford soils are considered of statewide importance, that the Falsington and sassafras soils are also considered prime farmland type soils, that the Falsington is also considered a somewhat hydric soil, and that the Eastboro soil is considered hydric in small depressions. That there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected, and it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is an aerial infrared showing the entirety of the Angola Estates residential plan community, and also a copy of the same from soil survey map number 37. We also received a letter from the Bay Ridge Woods community from John Townsley, board member for the Homeowner Association. Makes reference to where their community is located, approximately 1 mile from the intersection of Route 24 and Angola Road. That the residents are very interested in the proposed construction of a water tower to be located on lands adjacent to Bay Ridge Woods, bordering the west side of Angola Road. Site plan and proposed tank site vicinity has the water tank located on the Angola Beach Road side, being the west side of the open space area. Based on our review of the proposed plot plan, we note that the proposed ingress-egress road for the water tower would be built with access to Angola Road in the immediate vicinity of Bay Ridge Lane, the only private access road into the Bay Ridge Woods community. Although the plot plan does not provide specific dimensions for location of the proposed access road in relation to the Bay Ridge Woods community, we have calculated based on scale of the plan that the proposed driveway for the water tank site will be directly across or in close proximity to Bay Ridge Lane access road into Bay Ridge Woods. The proposed location presents serious concerns about or among the residents of Bay Ridge Woods. Specifically, installation of an access road on the west side of Angola Road in the vicinity of Bay Ridge Lane will disrupt traffic flow in and out of Bay Ridge Woods and will be detrimental to traffic safety. There is great concern that traffic patterns in the immediate vicinity of Bay Ridge Lane would be interrupted with vehicles entering and exiting the access road on a sporadic basis from Angola Road, where traffic flows at a high rate of speed. In recognition of the already hazardous traffic situation, the intersection of Bay Ridge Lane and Angola Road, the roadway was recently widened to improve traffic flow for vehicles traveling from Route 24 towards Arrowhead Road when vehicles are making a left-hand turn into Bay Ridge Woods. In the past year, there have been a significant increase in traffic on Angola Road as a result of new communities that have been developed or are being developed in the immediate area. The proposed new community plan on Angola Road adjacent to Bay Ridge Woods will increase the volume of traffic on Angola Road in the area of the proposed access road, further increasing potential for traffic accidents. We also note that there are two Bay Ridge Woods homes located on Angola Road, and they make reference to their addresses and being lots 47 and 48. Which have private drive access directly onto Angola Road between Bay Ridge Lane and the power substation located on Angola Road approximately 500 feet west of Bay Ridge Woods. These homes will likewise be at considerable risk of increased traffic accident potential if the access road is located adjacent to their properties. More importantly, public school buses pick up and drop off children from Bay Ridge Woods at the intersection of Bay Ridge Lane and Angola Road. During school season, children are exposed to significantly higher accident risk by virtue of the fact that they congregate at the curbside of Angola Road for school bus service. In the interest of public safety, Bay Ridge Woods proposes the following. One, that more detailed information and dimensional plot plans be submitted to more specifically identify the actual proposed location of the access road in relation to the Bay Ridge Woods community. The revised plan should provide explicit definition of the Bay Ridge Woods community properties, driveways, and main access road. Two, that the proposed location of the water retention basin and the water tower be repositioned to place the tower in the westernmost location. This would permit the access road for the water tower to be built across from the access road for the power substation already located on Angola Road. Three, that the water tower be erected not less than 200 feet off Angola Road to preserve the ambiance and visual appearance of existing communities. Four, that the water tower enclosure be properly landscaped with trees and vegetation to enhance the overall appearance of the road frontage on Angola Road. And five, that all residents within 200 feet of the final proposed location be notified in accordance with planning and zoning procedures. Bay Ridge Woods community residents have not been notified of the current plan to date. Your immediate attention and consideration of the above recommendation is greatly appreciated and provides his address, phone number. Bay Ridge Woods community representatives will attend the scheduled meetings on the proposed project. And again, as I stated earlier, it is signed by John Townsley, board member, Bay Ridge Woods Homeowner Association. And that's all I have, gentlemen.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Tim Willard with Fuqua and Uri here in Georgetown representing the applicant, Tidewater Utilities, Inc. Before I get into my brief presentation here, maybe I could just address some of Mr. Townsley's concerns because, you know, we understand them and appreciate them. If you turn, you all have one of our books as submissions, and there is a tab 2. You'll see a district map, not unlike the one in the previous application. So that'll let you know exactly where Bay Ridge Woods is and where the tower is. I think Mike Sermon with Tidewater's Utilities spoke to Mr. Townsley and hopefully gave him more information, because a lot of that is what he was requesting. This aerial, and his concerns seem primarily traffic and information. And I want to point out two things. Although this aerial is old, Bay Ridge Woods has three homes that are here, obviously, and then the Bay Ridge Lane is here. There's a proposed service entrance for the tower that is approximately 350 feet that way. So that's the proximity there. But perhaps most important about this application in traffic is the tower is proposed to serve this area and help that service. But the need for human beings to actually go to that site, like the other site, is not a lot. It's once, I was told, every other day at the most. And I doubt it'll be times where school buses are going. So I think the traffic concern, in light of that, is rather de minimis. If you look at the tab with the site plan on it, and that is tab 4, you can see that on the road to Suburban Boulevard, which is a road within Angola Beach and Estates, there's a construction entrance provided there. So even to the extent there will be temporary construction, we've designed it so it will not be on a new entrance onto Angola Road. Just an overview on this application. The application is for one elevated water storage tank to serve the Angola district. The tank is designed where it is, and as the chairman stated last time, that you could always point out why not here, why not there. Tidewater has chosen this area thoughtfully, and there's no perfect area, but this is a really good area. Because it's centrally located in the Angola Water District, because it's right next to a water main centrally located, and also because of the nature of the site as well, it is in the Angola States, Beach and Estates GRRPC, which is a project Craig Hudson did. And when they signed the water utilities agreement with Tidewater, it was contemplated that such a tower would be anticipated. Since that time, Tidewater's utility has been granted an easement, or I should say they've been granted an easement that would only really be effective if you decide that this application has merit, to put this tower where we've proposed it today. And it's a good location because of the reasons I've already stated, centrally located near a water main. It's in a treed area just on the edge of space that's already been reserved for open space. We've put it close to the road so we wouldn't need to disturb as many trees. We didn't put it more westerly or, what's that way, north, because there is some stormwater pondage in the open space that did not want to be disturbed. So it was well thought out, well negotiated, and we think a somewhat ideal location, although we certainly sympathize with some of the neighbors that might be concerned about a water tower in their backyard. The benefit obviously is that this will, and these are Tidewater customers that we service, will get the benefit of the constant pressure and all the other benefits that go along with the tower. In fact, this Tidewater services this area, probably serves about 5,600 people when it's built out. This Angola district, which you have a map of on tab 3, 4, sorry, will serve about 10,000 people. And as I stated, the tower is necessary to keep adequate flow and pressure, and it's the best source resource for a water system. The Angola district for Tidewater now serves, and I'll list the neighborhoods and you can follow it on tab 4, Angola by the Bay, Angola Estates, Bay Ridge Woods, Chapel Green, Lockwood, Village at Herring Creek, Bayfront, Cove on Herring Creek, West Bay Park, Woods on Herring Creek, and the proposed developments with Tidewater would serve, excuse me, it's Burton's Bray, Herring Point, Richfield, and Oak Village. At the risk of being repetitive, but it is important to establish the record just for each application. The law in this case is consistent and supports the application to the extent this is a conditional use, which clearly calls for a public service or semi-public service, if you would. That is a water supply, which would benefit the welfare of the individuals. That is a water supply and fire prevention. It's allowed under a GRRPC pursuant to 115-119C. The state code supports a water supply in your comprehensive plan that the county should follow. Your comp plan, this is an environmentally sensitive development district. I've quoted language before, and I'll do it again, that specifically in these districts, the county is charged with recognizing separately privately owned companies provide water service in this area. An expansion of these services plus a potential county water system is desirable. An elevated tank for this purpose is part of that expansion. And just like the last application, this is a strategies one area which calls for expand and improving existing systems, and that is water systems. You have located, and I'm going to jump ahead to tab 7, where the Delaware Health and Social Services Agency, specifically the Division of Public Health, specifically the Office of Drinking Water, has chimed in on this particular application and merely says, my office supports elevated storage tank for large communities because of the added public health protection. And he's addressing specifically Angola District. That's Mr. Hollock, who's a program administrator. For the record, Mr. Hollock wrote a memo to Sussex County on June 8th on elevated storage facilities, which is also part of the tab. And as part of the public benefit of these, the director of the Office of Drinking Water indicates that an elevated storage tank provides adequate reserves in time of emergency. They provide constant pressure during peak demands. They are available for fire protection. They decrease electrical load, reference pumping, and minimize need for rolling blackouts or brownouts. The equipment lasts longer because there's less cycling of this electric equipment. They minimize back siphoning. So I guess when there's a demand to draw on the pumps, you have to back siphon. And they minimize cross connections, which also makes the system vulnerable for contamination. At tab 4, you have the site plan. And it locates in more detail where the tank would be. It's similar to, obviously, the aerial there. It would be about 170, the plot where the tank would be is about 175 by 25, a relatively small area off the side of the road, and it would just have one access onto the road for service, which, as we said, would be minimal. I think Mr. Hauser has a picture. And if there are people here in the public. That picture shows, you know, what the tower would look like. It'd be 160 feet, 400,000 gallons, but on the left shows the site plan. You see the stormwater management pond right on the side of the road and the small space right up on Angola Road where the tower would be located. And as you can see from the aerial, that it's largely in a wooded lot, and we're hoping to minimize that, especially in the back where it borders the Angola Beach Estates. I mentioned the dimensions of the tank. It's intended to paint the tank sky neutral, which blends in with the sky in various weather conditions. Tidewater would like to have their identification on it, and on the other side, identify the neighborhood as Angola Beach and Estates. If you want to put up that regional photographs. There are obviously a lot of... not a lot, but a handful of Tidewater towers around the county. We submit to you that they've been accepted into the community and have not largely hurt property values, if you will. I note the one in there's one in Lewis, Dewey, and that's what that water tower location map shows, the pictures of all those towers and what they look like. This one would be most similar, I believe, to the one located in
Rehoboth. Is that right, John?
Yeah,
it'll be somewhat taller.
It'll be somewhat taller.
Chuck, you're going to have to come up here. And I'm not sure if I've identified Mr. Hauser.
Have.
I have?
I don't think so.
I'm sorry. I should have.
Chuck Hauser with Davis Bone and Friedel, engineers out of Milford and Salisbury. The tank that's in Rehoboth is actually a 500,000-gallon elevated spheroid. The tank that's proposed for this site is a 400,000-gallon tank. And just as one point of clarification, the tanks that we're showing are really just tanks in Sussex County. Not all of these are tidewater tanks, but we tried to show a representative cross-section of different tanks that exist throughout the county.
When you say the tank in Rehoboth, which one do you mean, just because there's several?
The tank in town, the one that you see when you come in on the main entrance, you see the elevated spheroid.
The one behind, like, I guess, City Hall in Rehoboth?
Okay. That's the elevated spheroid. That's a 500,000-gallon tank. The one that you see out on Route 1 is a million gallons elevated storage tank. So that one's considerably larger.
This one would be a little less than half of that, 400,000.
Right, okay.
All right, thank you, Mr. Hauser. There also is in your packet of information a structural stability and elevated water reserves under hurricane force conditions report. You may have seen this before. It's an important report. The point simply being, and Mr. Hauser can talk in more detail about it, these things are built very tough to withstand hurricanes, bad weather, and in fact, they outlast most communities when we see natural disasters that have destroyed homes and things like that. And that's what the report demonstrates. What we're proposing today, and it's part of the proposed conditions, is this tank would obviously be built to those standards. And I probably don't need to mention for the record again that Tidewater is fairly heavily regulated by the Public Service Commission, by DENREC, by the Public Health, and also by the Fire Marshal's office. I've touched on the location. This is a, Chuck, if you want to put up the depiction of what the tank might look like, and this is in a view, if you were on the other side of the substation, on the other side angle of the road.
The photo was actually taken looking from this open field. With the amount of trees that we had, it's actually difficult to get a picture without it being blocked out by the trees, so we had to come into the farm field that was located behind the substation.
So the picture was taken this way. At the outset, I addressed, I believe, some of Mr. Townsley's concern, which we appreciate, reference traffic. This shouldn't generate any traffic. As far as the location of it, we quite frankly think it's somewhat ideal for this large district that Tidewater continues to serve, and which the county law and comp plan says we should serve, or somebody like this should serve, for the safety and the welfare of the community that these towers provide. And that's our application. If you have any questions, if I didn't introduce Mr. Hauser, I probably didn't introduce Bruce Patrick. Jerry Esposito needs no introduction, and Jeremy Kalmbacher is here today also to answer any questions you have there with Tidewater.
All right, sir, thank you. We'll see if anybody has any questions for you. Mr. Johnson.
Earlier you made reference to the 500,000-gallon tank in Rehoboth. How tall is that tank as compared to this one that's being proposed?
Offhand, I'm not certain. I'm not certain the height on the Rehoboth tank. I would guess it's probably in the neighborhood of 130 to 150 feet. Typically, most tanks are at that elevation throughout Lower Delaware, throughout Kent and Sussex County, and mainly our operating pressures typically vary between 45 and 60 psi, and typically that dictates the height elevation of the tank. Tanks are designed basically to provide that pressure. Every 2.31 feet, we go up in elevation, gives us an extra PSI. So typically most of the tanks are all within that same range to provide the pressure that we need for the system.
And that's why this one is being proposed as being a greater height? Isn't this being proposed at 160 or?
That's the maximum height, yes.
Okay. And is there a certain size sign that you're trying to put on your water tank? I mean, versus, yeah, it looks like a big 3D billboard.
The we scaled them very similar in the past. It takes up.
But introduce yourself for the record. The team doesn't recognize you.
Sure, Bruce Patrick, Vice President of Engineering with Tidewater Utilities. When looking at it on one side, it will kind of takes up about 35 to 40%, I guess, of the view. You have another 30% or so on each side of the logo. We try to size it such that that's the case. And if you get a whole lot smaller, it's really difficult to see.
Just difficult to see your advertising.
It's difficult to see who owns it in case there's a malfunction or someone needs to report something.
I have no further questions.
Hey, and Ms. Johnson, on the other side, it's going to have Anguilla Beach and Estate. So
you want to advertise their development too?
Well, just if it gives a sense of community, I think, if they want it, you know.
I do have another question.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. Did that spark something?
Nah. You made reference in your report about offering the state and county for antennas.
Yeah, that's commonly done, and it would be certainly in this case.
And then would you then be looking to sublet the rest of your tower for other antennas?
I think it's good. Chuck, did you want to?
We typically reserve 50% of our space for governmental agencies, and we do work with some telecommunications companies on the other half.
And what height would that then take to, by the time you add the antennas to it, if you're proposing a max of 160?
Actually, if you look at the rendering that we have, the rendering actually shows the antennas already on the top. The photo that we used is actually the Milford Elevated Storage Tank that's at 10th Street behind the Wawa. It's just been retouched. That tank is actually a 500,000-gallon tank. All we've done with this photo is take a picture of that tank, change the color, change the logo on it, and basically inserted it into this drawing. So this is actually showing up as a 500,000-gallon tank just because I didn't have a representative 400 of the same variety put in it. But that is the same as what they have on the 10th Street tank in Milford, is the antennas on the top. And they actually don't stick up much above the top elevation of the tank.
And looking at the trees and the proportion, that would be representative of about 160 feet?
That's what we have tried to scale.
Okay.
It's somewhat difficult to do that without trying to do more survey out there, but that's what we've tried to do.
Okay.
We've done other renderings in the past, and I would think we've come fairly close to what the actual is versus what the rendering looks like.
Thank you. No further questions.
Mr. Burden.
How long does it take to construct something like this?
Typically, the construction period is fairly short. We're usually looking at maybe about a six-month construction period. A lot of that time is actually ordering the material and getting it in. Some of the materials right now are actually running out 12 to 18 months to get the steel in for the tank. But the actual physical construction period, by the time that they're actually putting in the piles into the ground, constructing the foundation and constructing the tank, typically is maybe a six-month process. But we do have a considerable lead time, typically on maintaining or obtaining the steel used in the construction.
Would you wait till it came in and then go run at it for 6 months, or?
Typically, that's what they have done in the past. We would put the project out to bid, it'd be out, and we'd have a contract period, but most of the contract would be a waiting period. Essentially, shop drawings would come in, they'd get reviewed and approved. After approval, the fabrication would begin, and then material would begin to arrive on site. Typically, at that time, just before the materials are arriving, you're doing your foundation construction, setting your pilings, doing your foundation, your caps, your pile caps, and then you'd start to see the tank coming out of the ground. Recently, if you noticed in some other areas, it doesn't take actually very long to build the tank itself. The tanks go together after they're partially constructed on site in a matter of weeks. So.
And you mentioned a construction entrance. You would construct this not, you would not use the main service road?
The intent right now is to use the construction entrance that's shown back here as part of the construction entrance for the stormwater management facility. So that's the intent right now, is to bring traffic in through that construction entrance as opposed to off of Anguilla Road.
Okay. No further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Gordy.
No questions.
Mr. Smith.
No questions.
Mr. Lang.
Well, my question has been answered. Thank you.
Mr. Robertson.
Just as far as construction, I guess the staging area is going to be, even though it would be outside this lot. I mean, it seems like with the big pieces that would come in.
Yes. So. Yeah, we would probably utilize the area off towards the stormwater management area as an open space to do some lay down for the steel that's being fabricated. Typically, they can put together quite a few large sections of steel and then move them into place, very, very large sections.
That's the only question I had, Mr. Wheeler.
All right, sir. Thank you. Gentlemen, thank you. If you'll stand down for a moment, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1694 Tidewater Utilities Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1694? Yes, sir. To start with you, kindly give us your name and address and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, my name is John Townsley. I live in the Bay Ridge Woods community. And as you know, we are not necessarily in favor of this from the standpoint of traffic safety for people in the media area. We are in favor of the tower. We've never said put it somewhere else.
Right.
We basically said we think that this access road adjacent to where we have a turn lane going into Bay Ridge Woods, exceeding traffic and speeding traffic down that road presents a critical problem. Secondly, it is immediately across from some residences. By moving it roughly 200 feet toward Route 24, you'd be across from the power station. If that's not an option, I think one of the other options would be to try and use the construction interest as the access interest into this site. Okay. The other thing that came to light tonight, particularly in the drawing, you have a 51-foot bolt. You have a setback of 40 feet. So that bolt is going to be very close to the roadway. I would suggest that maybe you look at setting it back further so it's not hanging 2 feet off the roadway.
It'd be half the distance, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you have a 40-foot setback, and you'd have 25 feet sticking out. Okay. So you have about 5 to 10 feet from the roadway. You need to move it back a little further.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyone else? I thought I saw another hand. Yes, sir. Step right up.
My name is John Kitcherman. I live at 33791 Bay Ridge Lane in Bay Ridge Woods. I'm an interim board member of the Homeowners Association for Bay Ridge Woods. And my comment, not to belabor what John has already mentioned, that does not look like a 40-foot setback on that particular picture, so it's somewhat misleading. But I'm not here to object to the tower, but to make a good idea perhaps better. And what I would propose is if the builders could take a look at where the proposed stormwater management area is on the drawing.
Hang on for a minute, sir. Gentlemen, this gentleman who's testifying may have something that may interest you, if you would be so kind as to listen to what he's saying. Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
Making
a good idea better, that's my ear. I think he's got
first of all, too. We need to recognize that there would be five direct access roads, which includes two driveways, within about a 200-foot area of Bay Ridge Woods, right in that immediate area, okay? So that, in a sense, that to me poses a traffic problem. However, why not consider where the construction road is already on the initial plan, make that your permanent access road so that you gain access from Suburban Boulevard, move the tower back towards Suburban Boulevard, and if you could even do it, perhaps just take the proposed stormwater system and put it to the south and put the tank up to the north. That would further help the situation. I think it's just a matter of putting the pieces in the right place that would be acceptable to everybody, and that's what we're proposing.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Under advisement. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am. Step right up.
My name is Jean Unruh, and I'm not in opposition, but I have a comment also. I'm president of the Cove on Herring Creek Civic Association, which is one of the communities that's being benefited by this tower. Mm-hmm. And I heard them say that they would make it a nice neutral sky blue, which is great. And I think they should make it as unobtrusive as possible. And I don't see why we need to have the logo on there. Everybody knows that Tidewater Utilities supplies the water for our area, and advertising there is not going to do them any good. We don't have a choice, so that's who we have. And I also am concerned about the height. Mr. Hauser, was it? And maybe the commission would like to clarify a little more. It said that 160 was the maximum height, but he did not say that we absolutely had to have that height to get the water pressure for our area. I'd just like you to investigate
that
further.
We'll find that out right now.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Hauser, front and center, sir. Answer that lady's question, please, if you can.
I have to do the math on it to see where we end up with that 160 divided by our 2.31. But I think your operating pressure probably for your system at that point is probably 60 to 65 PSI, if that's correct.
It's 50 to 60 PSI, and we actually, due to elevational changes, in order to maintain that, it had to be the few foot higher, about 160. And as planned development occurs, this will eventually be interconnected with other nearby elevated water storage tanks, actually the one down near the Home Depot. And we're designing them such that their elevations are the same, such that they would be part of that same system and fluctuate at the same pressure.
Okay. Well, I have you two up here. The gentleman that testified previously that was making a good idea better, I assume you heard what he said. I hope you understood it. It was a little hard for me to follow, but and I realize you probably perhaps can't answer this just standing here right now because you probably haven't thought about it, but is there at least some of what he's saying feasible and something you could consider, or are you just not ready to answer that right now?
I think Mr. Willard gave a lot of good reasons why we selected this location. I mean, it's close to the water main. It's central to our district. We're trying to minimize the area that we disturb. We feel if we slide it back, it's going to be next to three or four more homes in Angola Beach in the States. We may have similar arguments, but I think Mr. Willard summarized it for us.
All right, then. Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
There may be a couple other points just to touch on with that. If I can just pass out, this is another copy of this. The version that you have in your folders had been updated a little bit to include at least the Bay Ridge Lane entrance, so you can see where that is at. But if you compare what they have shown on this drawing with the entrance, you can see that the entrance actually lines up off of the woods edge. So they're trying to disturb as few trees as possible. So that's why, again, looking back to this, the easement that was granted to Tidewater Utilities from Angola Beach to the States is actually extending only 175 feet off the road. So that's the only area that they have right now to utilize for the location of that site. In designing stormwater management facilities for areas in the state, the conservation district typically discourages removal of trees for construction of stormwater management areas. And that's why the stormwater management area is located basically across the street from the substation. That's why our elevated storage tank is not located in that same.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. I just wanted you to address the gentleman's concerns.
Mr. Wheatley, I'm sorry, Mr. Lang.
Just to clarify, when the previous applications, one of the applicant representatives made reference to the number of trips per day anticipated to the previous water facility. What is the anticipated number of trips per day to the tower site?
Well, and I thought I mentioned that, but it should be responded to in reference to the neighbor's concerns. It should be no more than once a day, more likely every other day.
So one car a day max is what you're saying?
Yeah, and
that's after construction's completed.
That's after construction's completed. I understand while it's under construction, it's going to be considerably more than that, but I understand that from what you said, that's about a six-month period, construction period.
Okay. And as to the location, I mean, all the things we've talked about were certainly considered, but the owner of the land certainly weighed in on this, and a lot of what he considered, whether it was to save trees or limited use of the stormwater, was what we've negotiated over, some period of time to bring to you. So.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Yes, sir.
Just one question. Is this scaled as far as the size, I guess, the bowl? There was some question about the setbacks, and it looks like the bowl size is 51 feet.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to touch on that. The plan that you see before you is to scale, and what you see on the drawing, the dashed line inside the line that has the plus on it, plus line, and you see there is the easement area that had been acquired. The area with the dashes is essentially the setback area, and what we have done is located the bowl within that setback area. So the tank will not exceed the setbacks, setback area.
Thanks. Any other questions on the commission? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to spend the balance of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.